Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Lauren, and thanks so much for having me on.
Well, thank you for taking a few minutes in your incredibly busy day. I know it is extra busy now for talking to us. First of all, since yesterday, I know you guys met in the legislature, 26 members all spread apart agreeing on some legislation. Tell us about that, and also, has there been any developments this morning?
Well, right now we get the numbers. We get the numbers every morning, but it's probably doesn't roll in till about 11 o'clock ish. So we take those numbers, and our goal, Lauren, is to make sure that and everyone's heard these terminologies, is to flatten this curve and slow down the spread and increase the capacity. So at the hospitals, and that's what we need to do, and we have to make sure that within the hospitals they have the tools and supplies that they need. And right now worldwide, everyone's going after the supplies, be it gloves. We were able to get an order in for 9 million gloves yesterday, and N95 respirators, face masks, and as many items as we can. But we have to bring the manufacturing. The most important thing is the ventilators right now. So I'm just amazed at how the private sector, Lauren, has stepped up to the plate, and we've had some big auto part manufacturers that said, hey, we have a plant, we have the expertise, we just need the design and the plans, and we'll start manufacturing these. And I just can't say enough about the great people of Ontario, everyone stepping up to the plate, yourself, Lauren, getting the message out there. I'll tell you one thing. You have an incredible MPP, Minister Todd Smith there, the Minister of Children, Community, Social Services, which is a massive portfolio. And he's knocking it out of the park every single day. So I'm so proud of Todd and the whole team.
Okay, so let's talk about healthcare. Obviously, in this area, in this listening area, there's a four hospitals, and then even farther if you go out of field. And you were mentioning ventilators as one of the issues. The problem with that is the intellectual property that these companies have. Is there anything a government can do to try to get these big corporations or the companies that produce ventilators to lend that intellectual property to, as you said, companies that want to build them here?
Yeah, so I'm going to be on the phone this morning with the five companies and see if we can come up with an agreement to manufacture. We can sign a non-disclosure, non-compete. These are companies that just want to help out the auto part manufacturing companies. They have no interest in getting involved in this business. If we have to pay for the design and plans, that's fine. We'll do that and just come up with an agreement to be a manufacturer distributor here in Canada, because nothing is more important than these ventilators. And we have the smartest, brightest people in the world here in Ontario. We'll set up an assembly line and we'll get these things being manufactured, hopefully sooner than later. In the meantime, we're ordering as many as we can right now off different companies. But I'm confident we're going to get these drawings, and we'll start manufacturing these, not just for Ontario, but the entire country is on the line with the other premiers. And we're a big manufacturing province, so they're relying on us to get this done, and we're going to get this done.
One of the ways to push down that spike, of course, is social distancing and self-isolation for people. Right now, of course, we're in a state of emergency. Restaurants, bars are all shut down except for takeout and delivery. Stores are closing, so on and so forth, smaller hours. And, of course, we know the grocery stores, pharmacies, gas stations, they're open.
Yes.
Is there any chance, Premier, that if this continues, if the numbers increase, is there a point where you will go into maybe a full lockdown situation like they've had in San Francisco or even in France, Spain, or Italy?
Yeah, well, right now, I always take the advice of our Chief Medical Officer of Health, our COVID-19 command table. They're the experts in healthcare. But one of the most important things we have to do is obviously health is priority over anything. Right behind that is the supply chain. Lauren, I think we've all seen what's going on in the retail stores. I met with the Retail Council of Canada yesterday, top CEOs of 10 of the largest retail companies, and they're reassuring myself, and I want to reassure the people of Ontario, the supply chain's there. It's healthy. People have to stop hoarding and panic buying, and it will go back to normal. I still, Lauren, can't get my head around this toilet paper scenario.
Yeah.
The last country in the world that should be short of toilet paper is Canada. And when I talked to Robert Irving from Irving Tissue, he said, Doug, we have all the pulp we need, along with Kimberly-Clark and Kroger, that is manufacturing the toilet paper. They're going around the clock, but what's happening is, as we've all seen, people will go in there and fill their cart up with toilet paper. So I think everyone is doing a great job making sure they have a social distancing, and we just need everyone not to worry, to stay calm. The supply chain's there, and when you get toilet paper, maybe just get a pack or two packs, so rather than multiple packs there.
Is it within your guise, though, in a state of emergency to lock down the province? Could you do that if it comes to that point?
We could do it. That is absolutely the last resort. We want to make sure we flatten this curve. And the medical staff and the expertise and the frontline healthcare workers, they're working around the clock, and they're the true heroes. And as I said yesterday to Lauren, the people in the retail sector, the people that are stocking the shelves and the cash register folks, and they're just everyone's pulling together. And with the private sector, I'm just so proud of the people stepping up the plate. You have a local company, Kinsnip. House of Fine Spirits. They're going from gin, vodka, and whiskey. They're turning it over, their operations, to hand sanitizer.
Amazing.
We're short on hand sanitizer, so I just want to give a shout-out to those folks. I want to thank them. They're great people in Prince Edward County. They're doing an incredible job in supporting communities.
Premier, you talked about how happy you are the way communities are working together. I am actually, as a talk show host, you might not believe this, incredibly happy the way that all levels of government are working together in a nonpartisan way. And this is not what we're seeing, certainly south of the border. Premier, are you happy and satisfied with the way the governments are working together to get to the end of this?
We are. You know, I have just an incredible, phenomenal relationship with Chrystia Freeland. We talk, two times a day, maybe even more. And we're just, everyone's working together. It's a Team Canada approach. Working great with all our 444 municipalities. Steve Clark is reaching out to all the mayors and wardens of the counties right across this province. And a few weeks back I said nothing is more important is communication, making sure that we tell the public exactly what's going on. There's going to be some rough waters, Lauren, but together we're going to get through this. We will get through this, and we're going to stick together and be united on all three levels of government, and the people and the private sector. Gives me chills when I'm talking about it, because everyone is just on the same page, working so hard together.
Okay, couple quick questions. I know you have to go. First of all, obviously Prince Edward County, Quinte region, a lot of tourism, a lot of restaurants, a lot of agriculture. Is there going to be things down the pike to help with these businesses who are shuttered? I mean, it's such a difficult thing. I'm just using the restaurant business as an example, but it will affect everybody. The province, are you guys working on this behind closed doors?
We are. Finance Minister is coming out Wednesday with a spring economic statement. We're moving the budget to September. Lauren, I can tell the people of Ontario and tell you I will spare no expense. absolutely no expense to make sure we take care of the health of the people of Ontario, and to make sure that we can keep the economy moving, keep the supply chain moving, and we're going to help the people of Ontario, help the small business owners. There's so many small business owners out there that aren't eligible for EI, and I have to compliment the federal government. We're working closely with them to make sure we aren't duplicating any of the services or any of the financial distribution throughout the province or the federal government, and they're doing a great job as well, and we're just working shoulder to shoulder with them right now.
Yeah, and you've announced you're putting forth tags for your license plate and license renewals and that kind of thing, which is helpful for people in this time. Finally, as we know, Premier, students are off. They're going to be off an additional 2 weeks at least. And the Toronto Star reporting today that Education Minister Stephen Lecce and your government are going to work with organizations like TV Ontario and some of the online services to provide educational programming, educational online programming for students to get some education while they're not at school.
We are, Lauren, and the minister's going out today to make that announcement. We have to keep our kids learning, and the teachers, too. The teachers have been great. Everyone's pitching in, so we're going to continue making sure our kids learn, and then hopefully we'll get through this, and not hopefully, we will get through this. Let me rephrase that. I apologize. We will get through this and come out the other end strong as anything.